Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Being joined right now by Robert Flores, Houstonian, co-host of MLB Network's morning show MLB Central, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central, and the crew's going to be live from the All-Star Game next Monday and Tuesday in Atlanta. Joining us, rejoining the show here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I'm not going to get on you about the embarrassing MLB power rankings, okay? I'm just not. Where you guys had the Dodgers ahead of the Astros. I'm just not going to do that, okay? So you don't have to explain. You don't have any explaining to do. What I did, I really like DeRozan's breakdown, the zombie Astros. It's about almost 4 minutes long, so we haven't played it. I'd like to play it because then we can just take a break and not do anything and listen to Mark DeRozan talk about the Astros. But, man, what a great breakdown. I mean, it is incredible what Joe Espada is doing. Robert, you got to make the push for him to be manager of the year.
Yeah, I think he's making a strong case. Him and his entire coaching staff, Dana Brown and his entire staff, to be able to do what they're doing without Yordan Alvarez, without Christian Walker really getting scorching hot, save for the series against the Dodgers this past weekend, now without Jeremy Pena for almost a week, without a good portion of their pitching staff, yes, he does deserve to be mentioned for manager of the year, but I think it also speaks to, and this is what D-Row was talking about in his breakdown yesterday on the show, it speaks to the culture that has been developed within that clubhouse and within that organization. D-Row said it perfectly. These guys put on that Astro uniform night in and night out, and they expect to take at least two of three in a series. That's the culture. That's the standard of the franchise. And to everyone's credit, so far this year, despite the trying circumstances, they're upholding it.
Robert Flores with us here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That was, and look, when you look at the two lineups between the Dodgers and the Astros, and it's just ridiculous, and they came off a loss against Colorado. I mean, I was there on Friday night for the 18-1 game. It was just ridiculous, the difference in talent on the two sides. And yet they just kicked their ass all weekend long. And they continue to do this, Robert. How is this a championship-caliber team? Because it doesn't look like it on paper.
Well, that's a very, very good point. I think in recent history we have seen that what is happening in June and July does not necessarily mean it's going to happen in September and October. Look, the Arizona Diamondbacks a couple of years ago, I believe they were hovering around 500 and eventually made it to the World Series. The Washington Nationals, the year they beat the Astros, they were hovering below 500 for a good portion of the year and eventually made it to the World Series and won. But I think what this team has done, it has afforded Dana Brown the luxury of he is getting so much talent back in theory where he does not have to then sacrifice precious resources and maybe resources, quite frankly, he doesn't have in the minor league system to go acquire talent at the deadline. You can almost think of Yordan Alvarez as a de facto trade deadline acquisition. You can think of Christian Javier as a trade deadline acquisition. Now, we cannot expect Christian Javier to look like Christian Javier from the 2022 World Series. yeah, they're going to have to ease him back into it, but there are some reinforcements coming, and maybe they can then make acquisitions around the margins to make this team a championship team come October.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when I was asked a question at a little get-together this weekend, hey, the Astros championship team, and I said, you know, Rami, realistically, you've been doing this a long time. I try to be objective. I said, no, it's not. I mean, I've seen what championship Astros teams look like. I've seen what championship teams who didn't win the championship for the Astros look like.
Yeah.
This doesn't look like it. But, you know, when you break it down, and we've always got the Arizona Diamondbacks that we can look at with the two pitchers that carried them with obviously Schilling and Big Unit. You know, you do have two hammers as a starter. Mm-hmm. You've got somebody coming back as a number three starter. Somebody's coming back, and maybe 3-4 are going to be really, really good. The bullpen at any given year can be good or bad, and the Astros just have a tendency to have them, you know, play above their level typically, and it's happening again this year. And you mentioned Yordan. You know, it's interesting how quickly you can get from this isn't really a championship caliber team to, well, I mean, they could look a lot different in 6 weeks.
No doubt. I think that, and I'm glad you mentioned the bullpen. They are getting production and getting outs from guys that you're like, wait a minute, where did this guy come from? You know, Brian King, what? And then you've got Hader and obviously Abreu locking up the eighth and the ninth. So I also like the possibility of moving someone like Ryan Gusto to the bullpen. I love his stuff, the potential of his stuff for the seventh inning or their sixth inning. And then you add Hector Neris, who has always pitched better when he's in an Astro uniform. So it's going to be very interesting to see what this team looks like post-trade deadline once everyone is back healthy. I have a feeling that Christian Walker is about to get scorching hot. I mean, like, really scorching hot. It's been a struggle. It's been a work in progress for him so far in Houston. But, you know, he's on the paternity leave list now. But I think once he gets back, I think you're going to see a lot more of the Christian Walker we saw this past weekend at Dodger Stadium.
Did Fromber and Brian Abreu get ripped off not being on the All-Star team?
They certainly have a strong case. My thing is, who are you taking off? You know, When you consider that every team has to have a representative, right? So there were some people that we had this discussion I was doing on my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/RealRealFlow, shameless plug there. But people are like, well, yeah, he should be on here, and Clayton Kershaw shouldn't be on. I'm like, Clayton Kershaw, that's a legacy pick. You know, that's a guy, I mean, it's an exhibition game. And, you know, that's a guy that should be there. I want to see Clayton Kershaw in the Midsummer Classic this year. So they certainly have both of those guys make strong cases. But a lot of times what happens with these snubs, quote-unquote, is that they eventually find themselves on the roster anyway. Mm. There's injuries that pop up. There's availabilities. There's certain things that come up, scheduling, et cetera. So I would not be surprised to see Fromber make his way onto the roster because he's certainly deserving.
Would you like to see Cedric Mullins on this team? There's a lot of talk about that.
Who is he going to – where are you putting him? You putting him in left?
Jake is out playing him. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Jake's dealing with a little bit of a calf issue. Yeah. I think I read where he said yesterday he's feeling a lot better, so that's great. I love Cedric Mullins as a player. Probably a little bit better offensive power profile than Jake Meyers. But the way Jake has been playing – especially defensively, I am not moving him. So if you're talking about Cedric Mullins in left field, or I just don't see it. I don't see the juice being worth the squeeze there.
Right. I don't think it'll cost you much, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And he's been down lately anyway. But there's that. It's about about a month and a half ago, Robert. You couldn't believe in this team. You just couldn't. Is there anything to point to? I just don't get it. I love this team, and I just don't understand how they're doing this. I just don't get it.
I don't either. I do not either. But you know what? You know what is what's so great about it? It's what's great about sports. Like, so much of sports now, I feel like we already know the answers before we take the test. because we know so much, because we have so much access to data and so much access to analytics, and we're so savvy. They were so spoiled, in part, because sports is on 24/7. When you and I were growing up, we watched one game, you know, and it was on. It was like on a Friday night or a Saturday, or we only got to watch the Astros. So this is what is beautiful about sports, the unexpected. That's what we love. And to see what they're doing, I really hope it continues, because I would love to spend postseason baseball in Houston again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the division, there's no worse division. I mean, the American League Central is, I thought the West was awful, but man, the American League Central is just terrible.
Well, the Tigers, have a very strong case to be not only to be labeled as the best team in the American League, but the best team in all of baseball. They're legit. Obviously, and the Astros found that out last postseason. I would love to see the Astros and the Tigers meet with both teams at the height of their powers. I want to see the Astros with Yordan and Pena and Walker and Cam Smith and everyone firing on all cylinders against Tarek Skubal, against Jack Flaherty and Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson. I want to see that. And let's see what happens.
Yeah,
crazy. Go ahead, Les.
Well, I was going to say, this is it's funny. We talked about the fact that this is, you know, it's a little tough right out of the gate to get real excited about the Astros team, because, you know, there's been just such an attrition, right, to the mm-hmm. core. And then you lose two big ones, Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman. And Bregman's been there from the very beginning, basically. I mean, 16, not 15, but 16. But I think this team being so gritty is drawing people into this Astros team. Because, yeah, there's new guys like Paredes, and Paredes is playing great. But Cam Smith came out of nowhere. I think it helps to have a rookie who you think, wow, this is a guy we're going to grow with as fans while he grows.
Yeah.
But the grittiness is something that is attracting me to this team. Like, yeah, it's not – I don't have the same emotional connection historically, but I love this grit.
Yeah, and look, I always – going back to 2017, whenever I would go back home or visit family, I would always be struck by how much Astros gear there was. And I didn't see any Texans gear. I didn't see any Rockets gear. It's Astros, Astros, Astros. And obviously the Texans and Rockets have gotten better. Shout out to Kevin Durant. I hope that works out. But yeah, look, this is Houston's a baseball town. It's an Astros town. And they've had a tremendous run. A tremendous stretch of success, and you're right, to see them have the same kind of success so far with a whole bunch of new faces, and they're doing it in unexpected ways, it's definitely going to draw new fans. Or Isak Paredes has been, I mean, you can make a case he's been the Astros MVP all mm-hmm. season, and Cam Smith being a revelation. So there's a lot to like about this team, and to see the lead that they have right now in the division, I know they lost last night, it's remarkable. And it speaks to, like I said earlier at the beginning, it speaks to the culture and the organization and the standard that has been set going almost a decade ago.
Would you vote Cam Smith Rookie of the Year right now?
I think it's either him or Jacob Wilson, who's going to start in the American League for the at shortstop. I'd have to like take a look at what Wilson's numbers are. I know he was scorching hot. Yeah. A few weeks ago, I don't know if he has
still
fallen
close.
Back.
Yeah, still close. I mean, he's hitting .325. It's
so
that's tough.
But look, Cam Smith has made. I thought the way he started, I thought they were going to have to send him down. But once again, give Dana Brown and the coaching staff credit for sticking with him. Joe Espada has been really good about. He would bat him sometimes. He would bat him eighth. Sometimes he would bat him seventh. And then over the weekend, he's batting third, or he's batting cleanup. Yeah. So I just can't say enough of what the and it's something that can't be quantified or measured by numbers or analytics, and that's culture, and it's environment, and it is the standard, and those things are hard to quantify, but the Astros have it.
So he's hitting cleanup for the second best team in all of baseball, regardless of what MLB Network says. okay?
Hey, well, to be fair, that's MLB.com. That's not MLB Network.
Oh, okay. That's what Lance does all the time.
No, trust me. We get that all the time with NFL Network versus NFL.com.
So you could crush them for that then, right? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, we're kind of all in this.
And I know you are.
But, yeah, my paycheck does say MLB. So
MLB Central, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central. And live from the All-Star Game next Monday and Tuesday. What's your podcast again?
It is it's twitch.tv/RealRealFlow. I play video games and do all sorts of stuff. I do that even though I'm a man well into my 50s. So.
Wait a minute. They pay you to play video games?
Dude, you don't know this is a thing? How do you think Twitch got so
amazing.
Big?
It is amazing how much these nerds, I mean, how much these people will pay to watch you play video games, and I love them all.
That's crazy. I got to get a job like that instead of playing golf all day. Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of things you can do for money these days on camera. It's crazy.
There is.
Right. That's how, well.
And then, but God forbid you're like a magazine writer or a newspaper writer.
Right. No, we don't need those anymore.
But if you play video games, you can
make
a ton.
God bless America, guys.
That's right.
RealFlow, we appreciate it, man. We appreciate it. 9 a.m. Central, it's coming up, so we've got to get back to work. Thanks for hanging with us.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
Robert Flores right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk a little Coors Light. All right, that's what I do. Instead of playing video games, I drink Coors Light. Okay? That's my pastime. You guys want to watch me drink Coors? I should start a podcast where I just sit there and drink Coors Light. Okay, how awesome would that be? How many people would pay to see that? A lot. I mean, that would be just totally sweet. And then you guys drink them with me, okay? And we'll just sit around and talk. And you want to talk about an intelligent conversation when I'm 10, 12 Coors Lights deep. Holy crap. We'll save the world, okay? We'll fix this whole world with Coors Light. Let's do it. Let's do it anyway, even without the podcast. Let's just drink Coors Lights and save the world, all right? If there's global warming, we're keeping the world chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. So if you're looking for the best way to get that beer, there's one beer in my mind that will keep you chill, and that's Coors Light. Let's go. Climb on, brother. Coors Light. Keeping America, keeping the world chill.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Oh, so I just got an email. I don't know if you got it too, Lance, of Kate wanting to visit the bench on July 16th and bring us mini hot dogs. They're going at Tony's. They are doing a ballpark special.
Nice.
Nathan's mini hot dogs and funnel cakes at Tony's on the 16th and 17th of this month. So they're the ballpark at Tony's for 20 games this year. Actually, it's not just the 16th and 17th. It's 20 games this year, July and August. Tony's is going to be showing the games with lounge seating and a special menu and drink specials. Mini hot dogs she's going to bring to the show next week. And she wants us to have, who you got, Del, me or Lance, most mini hot dogs eaten in a minute.
I'm not doing a contest of eating fast.
Yeah.
I couldn't care.
First of all, you can't, like,
I couldn't
you're
care
not, you wouldn't beat me.
Less but, about how many phallic objects you guys put in your mouths.
So, they're mini hot dogs. So, so you got to eat it over your microphone, though, Lance, okay?
Yeah.
Directly over the microphone.
That's fine.
So that Dell can come in and smell glizzies the whole time.
That's fine.
He's doing his show.
I can just move. I'll just move to a different mic. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Well, no, I mean, if he does, you got to sit there.
Nah, that's no rule that says I do. So he can do whatever he wants. On the day where he decides to stuff things that are phallic in his mouth, I will just sit.
See, you make it sound terrible.
Hot dogs are phallic. I will just sit at a different mic. That's all. So you guys have your contest. How many dogs can you put in your mouths? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize you were so homophobic, Del. You can't eat a hot dog.
How's it homophobic?
Apparently you are.
We'll make sure that Kate doesn't bring you any hot dogs.
That's fine. Just saying something phallic doesn't make it homophobic. It's just pointing out the facts. Mm. It's a phallic symbol. So go ahead.
You say you won't do it. Well, will you do it?
No, because I don't eat. I don't participate in eating contests. I think those
are dumb.
You don't
eat hot dogs?
I said I don't participate in eating
contests.
All
we're doing is eating hot dogs. What's the problem?
You said he said how many can you put? Can you eat? That's a contest.
And you said I don't put phallic things in my mouth.
I said I don't.
Okay, so you're not American like Joey Chestnut.
We caught you not being an ally, didn't we?
No, you just made all that up.
Yeah, we just caught you.
You know what? If you've determined that I'm not like Joey Chestnut, I'll take that because I don't want to be like Joey Chestnut. I have no interest in being like
him. Yeah,
don't
care. Want to be a champion.
You're right. Yeah. Not when it comes to eating hot dogs. That's a dumb,
Hall of Famer.
That's
a dumb, Hall the of greatest fame. That ever. At
congratulations to you, sir, for dunking hot dogs in water and eating them. Congratulations.
That's right. That's
congratulations. Very, very proud.
Better than anybody.
Congratulations
great.
For dunking hot
great.
Dogs in
That's,
water.
That is what he does. Congratulations.
That is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
That is gross.
It's really, truly terrible that you dunk bread into water. Ugh. Yeah. I'm going to eat these hot dogs with style and class and grace and patience. I'm not dunking anything into water and going,
no, it's awful.
Yeah.
What kind of horrible person do you have?
I can't believe we had a whole, this station at one point had a whole personality around eating contests. Remember, we featured eating contests on the station years ago.
There was a lot of that. Joey Chestnut was in studio with Ken Hoffman.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
We went to there's a kolache eating contest that people
he
took
had
part
Joey
in.
Chestnut on like in the early days.
Very early. Yeah.
Well, that's like having Jordan in like 86 on your show, 85 on your show. Not necessarily rookie Jordan, but you know, you're catching him early on. Well, it was like having SGA on, you know, in his first year with Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like when they went to the bubble against the Rockets, sure. When you saw something there. Yeah. I mean, I think, didn't we have someone who worked here eat kolaches in a contest, like at Minute Maid or something?
Yes.
Yeah. We had a whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hoffy was, until he miscounted, he was like the guy at the at the 4th of July.
Yeah, he was at contest. Nathan's and miscounted at Nathan's, right? And then they're like, that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
See you never.
Yep, yep, yep.
You miscounted Nathan's, and that's tantamount to, I mean, I don't even know in the sports world. I don't even know what that's like being a judge who's being a boxing judge.
I'll tell you what it's like.
Judge that's on the take.
No, it's like James Joyce calling that runner safe, and Armando's perfect game was ruined with two outs in the ninth. Remember that?
Yeah.
Umpire James Joyce called him safe at first, and he was out, and he lost, what was his name, Armando? Anyway, he lost his perfect game, which should have been reinstated, but it wasn't. So what the hell? I didn't understand the whole C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing. Can you guys explain it to me?
Oh, my God.
Can you guys explain to me what that was?
So, apparently, well, we got the audio from the girlfriend, the ex.
You can't use it. She's dropped so many F-bombs.
Yeah. A baby mama who claims, her claim is that Chauncey, she was airing out dirty laundry, that new Texan safety, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who can't stay on a team very long because there's just too much drama with him. Well, and Eagles fans are all in the comments like, I'm so glad we got rid of him. There's just so much drama that comes with him, which I already know about. That's why he might be a one and done here, but whatever. Her claim is that he was jealous of Malik Nabers, I guess. I don't know if it had to do with if he's mad about a game, something happened in game, or if it had to do with his ex or something, but he claimed she claimed that he said he was going to get a hitman to take care of Malik Nabers.
Well, was it another player that was going to take him out? Or
Z. All we know is it's Z. I'm going to get my man
Z. Did you put a hit out on him?
We don't know. Z, whoever that is. It's
not
me.
Yeah, who's Z?
It's not me.
Dell, do you have any insight into this?
I don't think it was former Boston College tackle Paul Zukauskas.
That's probably a safe assumption. Pretty much what Lance said, I feel like the name was listed or mentioned that was involved in it. I don't remember it because it came across my timeline, and I kind of just said, oh, I don't want to really dive deep into that. But
I thought it was a hit like the Saints taking the head off the snake.
Yeah, that's what I assumed it was.
I didn't think it was a hitman.
But I didn't dive deep to take a look. Maybe she was saying that someone had to die.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's this.
So it was in Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's baby mama, Summer, goes off on him, implying that he hired a hit on Giants star Malik Nabers.
I said hired.
Hired a hit. That he hired a hit would suggest murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a teammate.
Well, you thought wrong. Hired a hit.
Wow. Is the league look into this?
I don't know.
Do we lose him and Jimmy Ward, and now we have no safe after we have 30 safeties, now we have none?
The league's looking into an Instagram post that from some – well, no, I take that back. I mean, league is pretty their security department is pretty – they'll very quietly sniff around on this, actually.
So someone very funny under this this post where I read that allegedly he hired a hit had the hitman, and it's a picture of Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That he could get you killed.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones can get you killed.
Oh, throwing over the middle and right into a safety.
Right
into
CJ Carter.
I mean,
Carter
you don't
Johnson.
Even, and that's plausible deniability. Hey, I always do this stuff. I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Right.
Just running him right into a concussive hit to the head. Like, I'll take the 15 yards and the ejection. You know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson paid me to.
So, for some reason, he was jealous of Malik Nabers. For whatever reason.
Maybe he was talking. Malik's a big talker. He may have said something on the field that. And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is a huge talker.
So it
could have gone trash talk, you know. I mean, if what she's saying is true, it could have been trash talk that went way too far.
So, speaking of jealous, apparently Cardi B is a little jealous.
Oh, my God.
None too happy. She has washed all of her social media of Stefon Diggs.
Whoa. Have you seen Cardi B?
Have I seen her?
She broke her butt.
She broke it?
Yeah.
What do you mean she broke her butt?
She added to it. It's broken now.
Oh, really? And now it's broke?
It is trouble walking.
Oh, no.
She's struggling to walk.
Well, that's
it's broken.
Messing with that.
It's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went way too far. It is so cartoonish now. She went with the Brazilian.
And apparently, and I thought Stefon Diggs was going to be faithful. And here he is. Apparently, he cheated on her.
That's
and
not true.
You mean the guy who got the nickname Community D?
Yeah.
Cheated on Cardi B.
Come on, John.
And I thought this was going to be a love story, a never-ending love story of monogamy.
Yeah.
And here, months into it, he's cheating on her.
The former stripper who's admitted to giving guys roofies and then stealing money from them versus the guy known as Community D. I thought this was going to be
a love story.
I thought this was going to be where they finally found the one, and these are going to be, you know, truly, truly, hey, this is my one. This is my soulmate, Cardi B.
I'm a great guy. I'm actually a great guy.
It is surprising to see this go sideways, but
I hate that for them. I hate that for them. I thought this was going to last forever.
Well, I mean, she's got a new butt, so we'll see what happens.
See, John, you were fooled by the love you always want other people to have. So you are in a loving relationship. So you just assume everyone else can be in one too. And sometimes it's not the thing for people. I understand you placing your trust in Cardi B and Stefon Diggs. They seem like the couple most likely to stick it out. But sometimes the world gets in the way. Like Romeo and Juliet. Sometimes circumstances keep people from being together when they should be. So
yeah,
very sad.
Yeah. Well, I did think it would be more like Romeo and Juliet, and that they kill each other.
Well, maybe. Well, they got out of it before they went Montague and Capulet. So congratulations. Yeah. I looked up the Cardi B thing because Lance brought up she broke her butt, as he said. I'm seeing a lot of suggestions that he got tired of the BBL smell.
What is that?
What? I don't know what it means. But
and this is what on Twitch somebody's saying, Google Cardi BBL smell. Yeah. It's the reason Diggs left her.
That's what I saw too. A lot of that is a lot of the, oh, he must have left her because of this. I've never
am
heard
I going to have to on an NFL computer type in BBL smell?
You don't have to. That's
yes,
to
I
you.
Actually do because it's for the show.
Okay.
So I've got, I can tell them, hey, okay, guys, this is for understanding BBL smell. This is from an actual plastic surgery site.
I know.
Causes, solutions, and how to avoid it. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I don't think it's from the actual surgery. It's because you are less capable of wiping.
Oh. No. Don't panic. You're not alone. Many patients experience a temporary BBL smell post-surgery.
That's what I'm saying.
This show's way better than most shows because we will go into this. And we're here to break down the causes, solutions, and preventative measures.
What does the BBL smell mean? I don't want that. Please,
the BBL smell
is
often described as musty or slightly sour. But it should not be. Don't bring the hot dogs today, Kate. It should not be overpowering. You may notice the odor more prominently after sweating or sitting for extended periods. However, the smell is accompanied by other symptoms like redness, swelling, or fever. These BBL is Brazilian butt lift, for those who don't know. I know there's people out there asking, what is a BBL? I've heard of the other.
Brazilian
what,
butt
what
lift.
Other one are you talking
it's
about?
It's a different letter.
Okay.
So wait a minute. There's a smell from a Brazilian butt
yes.
lift?
I guess you're putting stuff in
oh,
that area.
Oh, God. Hygiene challenges post-surgery.
Yeah, it's difficult because you...
Oh.
You thought what? I was making up what
oh,
I said.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we don't need that. Just leave your butt alone. Stop. Leave your butt.
Go to the gym. Isn't that one way to build it?
You either have yes. that or you don't. As a matter of fact, I'm for the natural anyway.
But yeah, well.
If you don't, then that's fine.
Yeah, you can. There are ways. Go to the gym. Oh, yeah. That's natural. You can do
I
that.
See,
but
everyone seems to know the same workouts. I see. Yeah. I see girls on the same gym equipment doing the yeah. same things. A lot of leg lifts. Hmm.
Right.
A lot of squat rack stuff, a lot of deadlifts. You know, they know. They figured out where the which muscles to isolate.
Hey, Chase.
If our, that's your thing, you
hey,
know.
Hey, Chase, he's our intern. He can hear me right now. Do not put this in the description because he does a good job of describing what happens per hour.
Be
BBL.
Extra diligent about
leave
cleaning
out,
after
Chase.
Bowel movements.
BBL.
Why is this in here?
Don't what? Write BBL smell as part of the description, Chase.
They're telling her to wipe her ass better to prevent unwanted smells. You learn that when you're 3, 4, and 5.
I told you. Well, it gets
you
more.
Why do you have to tell somebody
maybe,
that again?
Maybe she wipes forward.
Oh, good
instead of
Lord.
Oh, my gosh. We got to go. We got to go.
Yeah.
This maybe
is
the
this
BBL
is
BBL
way,
makes you wipe
we broke,
forward.
We went past break for
well,
this.
Well, you started this by saying she
yeah,
broke
no,
her butt.
She did break her butt.
She broke her butt. With the BBL smell.
Well, now, this show taught you something. What did you learn this week on the show? We should do that on Friday, John. Let people find out what they learned this week. Because I learned that. And you're the one that brought BBL smell to the show, Dale. I never even heard of that.
I did, because I am a researcher. When you brought up Cardi B, I had no idea she broke something. So I looked it up, and it turns out people are suggesting that Stephon Diggs left her because
of the BBL
of the aforementioned BBL smell.
Yeah.
And
just there's a little note, wipe forward to back.
Well, yeah. Who does it the other way?
She got broken up with because she's
Cardi
not
B.
wiping well?
I don't
just
know.
Terrible.
I don't know.
What a hit you've taken.
And not Dan Holden says, fantasy football team name, BBL smell.
BBL.
It will be somewhere. Oh, I guarantee you there will be at least 500 teams named that. Yeah.
BBL smell. Hey! We all know how brutal the summer can be.
I named my team Tub Girl one time.
Okay. If you're looking for a great way to beat the heat, there's one way to do it, and that's with your air conditioning, right? So, yeah, if you got an awful smell in your house, the air conditioning can push that out, okay? What you need is the Air Team, airteamltd.com. I love what they did for me. You'll love what they do for you. Air Team LTD has got the latest in technology, the best. I mean, it's incredible, but you got a selection. I got, you know, I bought a couple of them from them, and I could have spent a heck of a lot more, but I got the option, and they said, this is just fine for your house. They will come, and they will break down the square footage of your home, and then they will give you the proper air conditioning unit for your home. They're experts in this. They do this. They've been doing this for, this generations now that Air Team has been around. You think they don't know what they're doing? Yeah, they know what they're doing, and they're great at it. And they will come to your house for a low, low price, and they will clean out those air conditioners. They'll make sure that the Freon is running. All the lines are running well. And if they're not, then you know what? You're going to create a big problem. You don't want a big problem. What you want is Air Team to come and make sure that everything is working properly for a low, low price. If you haven't checked your air conditioners in a while, you need to do it now. Check them out, airteamltd.com. That's airteamltd.com. Or call them, 713-936-5346. Tell them you heard it here.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Billy Brown did not just sponsor the last segment.
Who?
They're saying the last segment about BBL smell was sponsored Billy Brown and Aqueduct. That's what the
Billy Brown will make that BBL go down. That BBL smell.
Well, at least
smell.
The smell go down. Yeah.
The smell go down. Yep.
That is terrible.
Billy, you don't want to be associated with that last segment, Billy. Okay? You do not want that.
Do you guys have, since, honestly, we're way past, so I'm asked a question, maybe we can answer this succinctly and then go to break. Do you guys have TSA pre-check?
Yes. I didn't forever, and I finally went like, yeah.
Well, do you know now that you don't have to take off your shoes? If you have pre-check, you can just...
I never had to take off my shoes.
That's why
now it's going to be...
Well, they said it's no longer required.
You never... No. That's going to be everybody.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, yeah. Without TSA pre-check, you no longer have to take off your shoes.
Right.
Oh, no one has to anymore?
No one has to anymore, yeah.
Pre-check, you don't have to take off your shoes now.
I read it
wrong. But now nobody's going to have to.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was a big advantage.
Yeah. A pre-check, yeah. Hell, a lot of times pre-check is longer than the regular line.
Yeah, but it goes faster. I've gone to, like I got clear. I always pick wrong. I've got clear and pre-check, and whichever side I pick is going to go slower. It doesn't matter.
It's like traffic.
It's like traffic, yeah. You get one side, like it's 100% going to be the wrong side.
100% that's a little slower.
I'm watching Sabalenka. Is getting the number one women's. She's getting beat. She just lost the first set. So
did you see Sinner's down two sets to love?
Oh my God, he's down two sets to love, and the other guy rips his pec or strains his pec and can't keep playing.
Yeah,
Dimitrov, and I know somebody who had Dimitrov plus 1350.
Wow,
you know somebody?
I know somebody who had him plus 1350. Who made the comment that the only way you stop that match if you're Dimitrov is if you literally had been beheaded. You must keep playing. There is no injury that stops you once you're up two sets, at least. So I guess his Dimitrov bets lost, but any live bets got canceled out, but his Dimitrov bet lost, despite being up two sets none on the number one seed. That was tough action.
That is horrible.
Because he came back and got got center as a hedge. So, as a hedge bet, he played center.
You know, if center goes on to win this thing, it's because of Dimitrov's peck.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down.
No, 100%. I mean, there's a good chance he is going to lose because Dimitrov was serving a bunch of aces. Boy, Ben Shelton looked really good at times yesterday. I remember watching him against Alcaraz at the French and thinking, man, this kid is good. He can play. So I've been following. I just really wasn't following tennis until then. Not American players. And I've been really impressed. He's a left-hander also, and he is the broadcasters kept calling Trinity Rodman Tiffany Rodman the whole time. They never got her name right. Dennis Rodman's sister, daughter, who dates American tennis player Ben Shelton, they just kept calling her Tiffany Rodman. And I was like, what? Have I been saying it wrong the whole time? Is that her real name, Tiffany, and they just call her Trinity? Nope. They were just saying it wrong the entire time. And the lady, the British lady after, who does the interviews after it. It was said, and I've done some research on you, and it was said you played American football. You were a quarterbacker. Can you tell me what being a quarterbacker is like in relationship to tennis and American football? And he's like, well... yeah, I was a quarterback or quarterbacker, as you said, and everyone's laughing. And he's like, I don't really see any. He goes, that's a team sport. This is an individual sport. He goes, I don't really see any real comparisons there. And I was thinking, well, that's not really true. Like, you have to have great mental toughness. You have to be able to overcome adversity. Because tennis is about, like, you can lose an entire set. And it's now you can lose two sets and you're still in it. I mean, there's some of that in football, too, where you got to play all four quarters. So I thought he could have answered that better. That's just a personal thing. But this Ben Shelton kid's got a real, like, I'd keep a close eye on him because he is a terrific player. And I think he's got center next. And center could be in some trouble. So we'll see. Because Ben Shelton plays center, and center was just losing to another big server. So and this kid, Shelton, can get all over the court to anything.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, there's a lot of ups, and there's looks like another one here. I mean, well, Sabalenka's coming back. She's up two games.
I'd hold off on Sabalenka. She always falls apart in one set.
We talked about a celebrity couple that led us down a poor path in the last segment. Mm-hmm. Do we believe that if Ben Shelton falls off at any point, that Trinity Rodman is like, I'm a champion. I can't be with the scrub. If you don't know, he's dating Dennis Rodman's daughter, star soccer player for the U.S. national team, Trinity Rodman. Is that a situation where if Ben starts to fall off, it's like, nah.
Hold up now.
Like challenge. Like the
where
movie,
was she in the last World like, Cup? She didn't win the last World
she
Cup.
She won a gold medal in the Olympics. They just.
Oh, we don't count the Olympics.
Actually, anymore. We do it in women's soccer because they play their best players.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yes. So is it like challengers where she's like, if you fall off, I got to move on.
The movie?
Yeah.
How
not
was
exactly
that?
Like challengers because there's
how
some
was
stuff
that?
In
that
there.
Had Zendaya.
Oh, yeah,
in
I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, they won a two. It was a. They got a two on one fast break going at one point.
Yeah. There actually it was her more being the orchestrator of having those two
respect
do stuff together.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why. That's
exactly.
Probably why I
yes.
It.
Oh, you thought it was just all fun and games.
Yeah, I thought it was fun and games.
Well, if you think fun and games is two dudes.
just what's it started with hot dog talk, and then it went to BBL smell, and then it's this. You see what happens when the Astros lose, and it's a bunch of guys named Zach Short and Cam Comrin and
Kennedy,
Speckles
Kennedy
McGee
who?
Playing.
What's his name again?
Yeah.
Kennedy Comrade, is that his name?
Yeah. No one knows.
Yeah, we'll see if he's out there tonight. But yeah, I just hate Ben Shelton. Just keep winning, buddy. That's all. Just keep winning. That's all I'm gonna say. Don't fall off.
You better not.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Or Tiffany's getting rid of you.
Well, Trinity, but sure. Point is made. Yeah.
Some say
same
Tiffany.
Thing. Hey, we got to talk about Dream Rate. I got to talk about Kent Jones. I got to talk about your mortgage. I got to talk about you as a first time buyer. If you are a first time, even if you're a second or third or fifth time buyer, okay, you're doing it wrong if you don't have a broker. You're doing it wrong if you don't have Kent Jones. You're doing it wrong because Kent Jones gets it done, man. Kent Jones knows all the hacks that you don't know. See, I talk about this a lot. If you're an expert in your field, in 30 years of doing this with the number of different mortgages that Kent Jones has done, he's an expert in the field. Why would you not use his expertise to help you buy that home? Because Kent Jones is going to do it, and he's going to do it cheaper than you can. He's going to get all the surveys and the titles and the agents, and he's going to know the mortgage company to use. He's going to lock in at the perfect time. He's the one that watches this stuff. You don't, okay? He knows the game. You don't know the game. So why would you not use him when you're buying a home? Why don't you get advice from him when it would be the best time to buy a home? Because he can give you that as well. He is an expert in the field. 30 years of doing this has made him that. And also, he's a guy that has saved our listeners thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Okay? So you're looking for the best way to get that loan. My man is the way. I wish I knew him when I bought a house in Houston, man, because he is so good. So good. He's going to save you money. 713-520-5626. 713-520-5626 or 975loans.com. I'm telling you, if you're going to buy a home, use Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356-118. Equal housing lender.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.